This takadaloka, lechur, it should have been ha'moitzi mechaveri olav araya. And lechur, the last 3 years, Shimon is in this property. He's using, he's living there. So right now he's the muchzik in this house. So really it should be called that Reuben wants to take it away from him. So usually the klal is ha'moitzi mechaveri olav araya. If you, the original owner, Reuben, want to come and be moitzit now from Shimon that's eating at the muchzik, so Reuben should have to bring the proof. So Reuben should have to bring the proof that he lived there and not Shimon. That's what Rava tied it back to Rav Nachman. It says, the machloj is Rava and Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says, Rava, I can ask the question to Rava, the Rava, the Stira and Ravis, whether you say a mitzvah veil over in such a case or not. And Rava, the Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman, also have a Stira and Rav Nachman. See, who there was a case, the O Malay Lechavre, a man said to his friend, Kol Nichtzei Devar Bar Sisin Mazad Lechor. Reuben told Shimon, listen, all the fields that I own, that's called the Vei Bar Sisin, I'm selling to you. Rashi Kleimar, Kol Oysen Kakois, Shekonisi Miyosi Odom, Sheshmoi Basisin, I want to sell to you. So Reuven made a deal with Shimon. Reuven bought this property off Basisin a few years ago, and now Shimon wants to buy it off Reuven. So Reuven tells Shimon, I'll sell to you all the property that I own from Basisin. So, Heve Ahi Arya, there was one ground, one land there, to have a mikre devei Basisin, it was taka called Basisin's property, and he didn't give it over to him. Omalei, high lav devei Basisin he. That Reuven tells Shimon, this field is not the field that I really bought of Basisin, but just vikru you the mikre devei Basisin. Stam is called like a nickname. People call it that name, but not that it really belonged to him. So therefore, it's a shaila who owns this field. The Lakayach says, no, nothing doing. That's part of the field that you bought and you owe it to me. And Reuven, the Moichah, says, no, it's not part of the field. So Osla came to Rav Nachman. And look, maybe you're the Lakayach. Rav Nachman believes the Lakayach. So if he believed the Lakayach, so who you see? That the Moichah has to bring the proof. So Zakam before, he said the opposite. Before he said, Rav Nachman says here that the Lakayach, that the Masak has to bring a proof, and not the Meicher. And the Elokur is saying that the Lakeach has to bring a proof. The Lakeach keeps it, and the Meicher has to bring a proof. So the Sirin of Nachman. Omalei and Rava said back over there, Omalei Rava, Din Hochi, is this the Loch? I'm going to go over Raya. She saw Kasher of the Rava, Kasher of Nachman, and Rav Nachman. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Gemara that asks the Stira on Rova and Rova and Rav Nachman on Rav Nachman. That before Rav Nachman said Alocha, by Shchuni Gavoi, where Reuben is making a Chazaka on property that once belonged to Shimon, and Shimon says, I was living inside the field. So therefore, your Chazaka is not a good Chazaka, so who do we believe? So before Rav Nachman said that we believe the original owner, and he told the Machzik now, Zil Bora Chiloscha. So he told that Lokeach, you have to prove a point. And Rava said the opposite, No Hamoitzim Mechaber Olav Araya, that the Meicher has to prove the point. And here the Stira was, in his last case of Nichse, the very Basisin, they said just the opposite. That here Rav Nachman was the one that said, Ukme Biyodiz Lokeach, he said Lokeach has the right to keep the field. And Rava said just the opposite, the Meicher has the right to keep the field. So who is the Stira? So the more answer like this, the Rova the Rova Lekashia. Hosam Moicha Koi Benichse. Over here by the Nichse the Verbasisin, the Moicha is the Muchzik. Therefore, the Lekech has to bring the proof because he's a Moitzi. But Hocha, in our case before by the Machzik, Lekech Koi Benichse. Since the Lekech was already Muchzik in the Karka for 3 years, he's considered a Muchzik. Therefore, when the Moicha wants to claim the Chazaka was no good, he is the Moitzi, he has to bring the proof. So therefore there's no stir on Rova and Rova. And I'll tell you the Rav Nachman, not the Rav Nachman, not Malakasha. There's also no stir on Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. Kivan di Yomalei, Tevei Basisin, since over here, the Lekech said, I want to buy all the fields off you that once belonged to the Basisin. In other words, Reuven bought all the fields off Basisin. And now Shimon went to buy all these fields off Reuven. So therefore, Umikre the very Basisin. This field that they're arguing about is also called the very Basisin. Therefore, Lady De Rami Legluya, to love the very Basisin. That's Rav Nachman's far over here. Here the Lekech since he said, I'm buying all the fields off you that once belonged to Vei Basisin, and there's this field now that also has the name on it of the Vei Basisin, so that's pretty much of a proof that this field once belonged to him. Therefore, the Lakeach has the right to keep it. Therefore, if Nachman says, Lakeach keeps this field. By the machzik, lo ye ella de nokach dora. Listen, this machzik, this Shimon, wants to make a chazaka on the property that once belonged to Reuven. So it's not worse, it's not better like the fact Reuven, Shimon is making a chazaka, where if Shimon would really come with the shtar mechira. Like we know, Reuven at the beginning owned this field. And now Shimon says he bought it off Reuven. Now if Shimon would have a shtar in front of him, Mila Yamrinan, doesn't Reuven have a right to say to Shimon, Kiyim Shtarcha, listen, that shtar I think is Mezuyif. I want you to prove it to me that's a good shtar. So I have a right to tell you, go and be Mekayim that shtar. And then you'll be able to keep my property. So if the Meicher has a right to say against Shimon with a shtar to bring proof, so for sure here, where Shimon does not even have a shtar, it's only that Shimon is coming to make a chazaka, for sure the original owner Reuven has a right to say, you prove it to me that you have a good chazaka. So therefore there's no stira on Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. Only before by the chazaka over there, Reuven has a right to say to the machzik, I want you to prove it to me that the chazaka is a good chazaka.
There was a man that said to his friend, Ma boyis b'hai besa. What are you doing in this house? Like the chur, this house belongs to me. What are you doing here? Omalei, so the Shimon said, listen, Minoch Savanti, I bought it off you. And Echnami, you Reuven, you owned it before, but you sold it to me. And V'yachalti Shnei Chazokish, no, I lived there already 3 years, so what do you want from me? I'm in this property 3 years, after you sold it to me, it's mine. Omalei, so Reuven, the original owner, said like this, V'shuki B'roi Havoi. No, I wasn't at home. My business was out in the shuk. I used to go out in the marketplaces. That's where I was. Rashi says, Beretz Merchokim, Mokim Shein Shiros Mitsuyas. All this time I was away, out of town, doing business there, in a place that Shayoris people don't come to tell me. So, if so, you know why I didn't make a machol? You know why I didn't protest? Because I didn't know about it. Regular, the Rai of Chazakar is that if the Meicher didn't sell it, why didn't he make a machor? The owner should have protested. He should have said, listen, what are you doing on my property? Here the Meicher says, the owner says, you know why I didn't make a protest? Because I didn't hear about it. I wasn't at home. I was out of town, and in my place, no shiurs, no people came to tell me about it. So therefore, there's no good. It's not a good chazaka. Omalei, but the machzik Shimon says back, no. For Isli Sadish, no, I have Edis, that the whole Shosa, every year, out of the last 3 years, have a Asis Flossen Yemi. For 30 days out of the year, I know that you came back to town. So the kids say, you were home for 30 days a year. So if you claim that the property is still yours, how come you didn't make a machol? You should have made a protest. Like when you came home for those 30 days, you should have realized that I'm in the field. So then if you didn't sell it to me, you should have protested. I still have a raya of chazaka. Omalei, so the original owner said, Reuven said back, no, listen, you should know, tlosin yoimi, the 30 days that I come back at home, bishukoi hevitzridno, I'm still busy doing my business. Rashi limchas harosi, v'liknai sacheris, v'lo yodati shato dar bebesi. I did not know that you were in my house. I was busy. I'm a busy guy. I'm away the whole year, and the 30 days I come home, I spend the place vital to a business. I buy stuff here to take it abroad, to sell it there. So half a time I did not realize that you were in my field. That's why I was not meicha. So that's my complaint, that your chazaka is not called a good chazaka. So my Rav said it's true. He has the right to say this way. If the owner says this, we believe the owner. Because of it inish, people do like this, that the chol tlosin yoimi torah b'shukoi. It's true what he's saying, it's not abnormal. It's a normal thing that a person's so busy, even the 30 days that he comes home, he's also busy, he can't notice what's doing with his property. Therefore, Rashi says, Shabbat Shridna, about left line, v'loi hoya li p'nai limchoitz, avo pi shiadati v'yena nirya. Even though I knew about it, still I had no time to do it. So Rava says it's a good time in economy. People